Hello, this is Shibu Charyan and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Luke, chapters 19 to 21. God is well pleased with our sacrificial offerings. We read in Luke chapter 21 verses 1 to 4 like this. And he, Jesus, looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites. So he said, truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all, for all these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had. Widows were common in the ancient world and were usually poor, since their gender was at a clear disadvantage when compared to their male counterparts. A widow had less capacity for earning than slaves, and under she had family or friends to protect and help her, she was most likely destitute and perhaps even homeless. As Jesus watched the rich putting their lavish gifts into the treasury of the temple, he was struck by the contrast between the rich and a certain poor widow. They gave some, but she gave her all. As Jesus rightly estimated, this poor widow gave more than all of them put together, while all the rich people gave a little out of their abundance that cost them little or nothing. This poor widow gave everything that she had, even though she was very poor. What this poor widow offered in the temple treasury were her last 2 mites. However, this act was noticed by Jesus instantly, who praised her for her extravagance. It was not because of how much she gave, but that she gave out from all that she had. Even though this poor widow was not meeting a great need, she was recognizing that everything belongs to God. Even so, she could willingly and joyously offer all that she had to God. This was a kind of gift that honored God and also reminds us that the most extravagant gift that God has given us is His beloved Son, Jesus Christ Himself. The lesson to be learned here is that God notices everything what we give for His kingdom work. The proportion of the gift is important, and those who give the widow's mite give their all, not their least. The gratitude of the heart can be seen in a generous spirit, and this widow gave generously to the temple. So Jesus praised her for her generosity, even though it meant sacrifice. God's accounting differs from ours, and He pays attention to our attitudes in giving more than the absolute amount of our gifts. Let's understand that God is well pleased with our sacrificial offerings to His work and kingdom. The condition of our hearts representing the commitment and sacrifice is more important to God than the actual amount we give to His cause. God judges our gift not by how much we give, but by how much we have left after we give.